Cappy, what's up? Kirk Morrison is here. A little Supercross talk. Cappy, you're in South. What's going on?
Yeah. I'm in South today. That's right. That
South,
is correct.
South. That's what we call it, huh?
Yeah, that's what we call it.
South.
LA.
All right.
Down in South. LA, and there's
who calls
South
it that?
LA.
That's what I'm saying. That's who calls,
it's a Cappy thing.
What's up, Cappy?
Only one person does.
Yeah.
I got you.
How we doing? Hey, DeMarco.
What's up, baby?
Can I tell you something?
What?
Can I make an admission to you? Do you mind?
Go ahead.
Mm.
This is going to be a little weird, okay?
All right.
Okay. Surprising coming from you. Weird, but go ahead. But
I freaking miss you, man.
Oh, yeah. I miss you, too. What up?
I mean, dude, our football season, Thursdays out at Yamava, dude, I miss you.
I'm wearing the hat. Can you see me on YouTube?
The 909?
I'm wearing the 909 right now in honor of you.
The 909.
Of our Thursdays, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, loved it.
909
yeah,
Sports Bar.
Mm-hmm.
Happening out there.
Last time I saw you, you were dancing on Venice Beach, though.
Oh. Yeah.
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 What was going on there?
I've only heard.
Yeah, it was Mace's fault.
Doing some kind of acrobatic thing or one of those street shows, boardwalk shows.
Yeah.
It was because Mace here decided to, show up later. And then I got caught up in one of these street shows, and I blame Mace and I blame Juan.
Well, I had nothing to do with the street show. That was your own business. I did not encourage you. Yeah, I was waiting at a bar while he was doing a street show.
Oh, okay. I didn't know it was
Juan and I were getting hammered while he was doing a street show. And by the time Cappy and Rachel got to us, we were already blazed.
Oh, okay. That's fun.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I was full on droned.
Wow.
Yeah. But Juan can drink, though. I got to tell you guys.
He can put it away.
He can, because I think he started with some cocktail. I don't remember what it was. And then he went into a couple of back-to-back IPAs.
Yes.
You know?
He had two margaritas and then two IPAs.
Oh, that's my kind of guy.
They had margaritas on tap. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Margaritas on tap.
At that bar we went to, they had margaritas on tap. They also had Aperol spritzes on tap. Do you ever have
an
Aperol spritz?
Never.
Is that Venice Beach?
Venice Beach, yeah.
I would think they would have margaritas on tap.
Yeah. Do you ever have an Aperol spritz?
No.
Do you, Cappy?
No.
It's got that liquor called Aperol in it and like white wine and Aperol.
Never.
But they had it on tap, which is crazy.
If I see it, I'll try it.
Yeah, try it out. It's not bad.
Kirk, Cap, are you guys martini guys?
It depends.
Yeah?
I may do a martini, but I'll put it in like a regular glass, though.
A regular glass?
You gotta tell me.
Not
a
martini
glass? No, I'm not doing a martini glass.
Okay.
If you walk up to a bar and you see me with a martini glass, it just doesn't look right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So give me a big cube.
A different glass. Okay.
Different glass.
I just don't, I tried it once. I don't like the taste.
Cappy, you a martini guy?
Not really, but I did hear the conversation earlier today that was happening during Super Crosstalk, the early version of Super Crosstalk.
Yeah.
And I heard Travis say that he's actually taught himself to like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know? He drinks gin martinis. I could not teach myself to like gin.
I don't ever drink gin, ever, in anything.
I don't like the
vodka
flavor.
And tequila.
Yeah, vodka, vodka martini, dirty vodka martini with an olive and a blue cheese in it is delicious.
How do I order it again? No. What did he tell me?
How do you
order your martinis? I'm doing this for the season.
Okay.
This is new for NFL.
Vodka martini up.
Up?
With an olive.
Vodka martini up. With an olive.
And then if you like a little olivey kind of flavor, you ask for dirty.
See,
I like it dirty.
That's what it is. Okay.
That's what I had at Clearman's Galley.
Some people always talk about that. Yeah, I want mine dirty.
It's with olive juice.
Yeah, I know.
See?
I just need vodka on the rocks. Big cube.
Yeah.
That's it.
One big cube.
I'm a big cube guy now.
There we go.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just kind of happened. You know, like somebody did it once in front of you and you're like,
that looks good.
So it looks cool, but does it actually do anything? Like, what's the deal with the
it's
big
just cool.
cube?
It to me, I think it doesn't melt as fast as the regular ice cubes do, I guess.
Yeah, because it's bigger.
Wait a second, though. Yeah. Is this a one big cube that's a circular, like
no,
a
big square.
No, big square cube.
Big square cube.
Yeah.
It's a cube, not a ball.
Okay.
So I said cube. One more time, I'll say cube.
Yeah, but an ice cube, regardless of shape, is still an ice cube, isn't it?
True.
Well,
that's true.
It's still, if it was round, it would still be a cube.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But he's talking about a square cube.
Yeah.
But I did hear this conversation earlier, and I have to tell you, Mace, I love a vodka on the rocks with blue cheese olives. And by the way, it's got to be three blue cheese olives, because if you have two blue cheese olives, it's not enough.
Yep.
You always need three, so you have to be very specific. Three blue cheese olives.
Yes. As many of those blue cheese, like, for example, great martini is Boa. Have you been to Boa? Either the one in West Hollywood or the one in Santa Monica, where I go a lot.
You go there for the martinis.
They make a great martini and a great New York strip. That's a great meal right there. Okay. Great meal.
I'm trying martinis this year, Kirk.
You want
a martini? Is that going to be weird, though? If I go to the bar, team hotel, and order a martini, am I weird?
No.
Yeah.
That's, I think so.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying. Don't order it in a martini glass. Order it in a highball.
But you got to think, though, when people come to a bar and they ask you, hey, man, what you having? Give me your... No, martini.
Okay. That stem thing.
Go ahead. Give me a Tito's Rocks.
I've been rocking
three-line.
The old fashions just for that reason.
I love a good old fashioned, man.
There you go.
You do that.
That's where I drank two of those old fashions before you got to that bar on Saturday, Cappy.
Yeah, I could tell.
Yeah. I mean, I was rolling, man.
Yeah. How did you know he was hammered?
Well, first of all.
First
we started talking. There was a drink that was in front of him that was like half drank. And I knew that we'd left him there a little bit too long because I got caught up in this show.
Yeah.
And then when he got done with the drink, he went to a Diet Coke, and I went, okay, he's got to be too deep.
Trying to bring it down.
I cut to Diet Coke at some point. I had two old fashions, and I might have had a couple of gummies, and I was pretty drone.
Oh, you were cross-faded.
How do you mix? Like, I cannot.
Oh, you know, it's funny. Juan's mom,
I want to ask you about that.
Juan's mom says you can do one, or you can do the other, but you shouldn't do both.
Correct.
But on a Saturday afternoon on the Venice Boardwalk, bring it on.
The kids call that crossfaded.
Crossfaded. I call it droned.
Yeah.
Droned?
Yeah, drunk and stoned.
The college kids call it crossfaded.
Crossfaded.
I had no idea about that.
I tried it once, threw up.
Did you really?
Yeah, wow. It was too much.
What's that, Kirk, on gummies?
The drone.
Crossfaded. Yeah.
Crossfaded.
Yeah.
Too much. A little too much.
Was this a gummy or was this some other form?
No, gummy with
a drink.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because when you're with the gummy, you're kind of like in this phase, you know, you're in this zone of like euphoria. You just kind of just chill and
the
like
two the highs kind of yes. mix together.
And then,
boy, like we are such bad role models.
I love
we are the worst role models in the world.
But like when you're drinking, like, and the way that I do it,
yeah,
the way that I do it, because I drink my liquor straight.
Yeah.
I don't put anything.
You want everything neat.
It's just straight neat. There it is. No ice cube with a big cube. So when you're really drinking, you don't really know how much. You just know, like, oh, I only had one. Somebody like, oh, how many drinks did you have? Well, I had really two drinks, but it was too solid. There was no mixture.
Yeah.
There was no cranberry juice, no Red Bull.
Yeah, yeah.
So you have a couple of those mixed in with the gummy.
You
I can see how
something.
You get drones.
So yeah, I read this big article about bartenders. Did I tell you about this, Cappy?
Mm-mm.
Okay. So bartenders, there was like a survey or something, and bartenders were giving tips, and they said, always order the specialty drinks because a mixologist has spent a lot of time figuring them out.
Ah.
So I always, my first drink is always one of their drinks, one of their made-up drinks.
Okay.
So I try one of those, and then I go old-fashioned. So I want to try their fancy that they put together just on the special drink menu, the specialty drinks. Try one of those because they put a lot of time into
it. So you spend $21 first, and then you start going back.
Then I go old-fashioned.
Right.
Wash it down with an old-fashioned.
Yeah, it's like, oh, yeah, you get the bill. You're like, whoa, $21. Okay.
Yeah, it's always one of them. Always
hey,
one of them.
Here's another thing about not being exactly positive role models in this conversation.
Yeah.
You ever notice how nowadays people will break out gummies anywhere they are and there's no fear? Like it
None.
Used to be like, hey, put those away. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like now, the other day when we were there with Mason, with Juan, Rachel breaks out the Joyful and Presents and she's like showing them off. Like, and then she'll walk around and dose the whole bar. She doesn't care.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she will literally
she's
walk
the
around.
Plug.
Yeah, she's like, she is the plug. She's like, who needs, who wants some gummies? And she'll walk up to people and she'll be like, hey, it's 5 milligrams. You only want 2.5, bite half. You
know, like, right,
she
exactly.
She will literally feed them to everybody.
Yeah. The funniest thing to me is still that John Ireland takes more cannabis than I do.
Real?
Yeah. He uses, because he needs it to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So he drops like a 20 milligram indica bomb.
I can understand that. I can see that, though.
To go to sleep.
I can see why.
But 20's a lot.
But I can see why, though.
But he's not really enjoying it. He's sleeping.
He's sleeping.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. He's not going through
something,
it.
Yeah, John, a lot of times, on this roller coaster all the way up until like 10 p.m. at night.
Oh, yeah, I know.
That's a late night roller coaster.
It is a late night, yeah. Wow.
And to be able to come down, because I know that, you know, when you broadcast a game ends at like 9:30. I'm still wired.
Right.
Oh,
like
yeah.
I am still like, whew.
So you got to take it down.
So you got, I don't know how you bring it down that fast.
Well, he doesn't sleep.
I'm scared I might oversleep.
I've always been concerned about, I mean, genuinely concerned about the fact that he doesn't sleep. He really doesn't. And he works way too hard.
Is he a
hard.
Coffee guy?
No, he's not a coffee guy.
He's not a caffeine guy.
No.
Oh, okay. This is just his personality.
Like, I'm like two quad espressos in the morning and blast off to do this show.
Yeah, yeah. And he's not.
Yeah.
He's chill. Okay.
He's mellow.
Wow.
He's mellow.
Okay.
But
interesting.
But doesn't sleep. So Cappy, you and... Oh, we were talking about the pickleball thing.
Yeah.
So pickleball is next Saturday. Now, here's the word on you, Kirk Morrison.
What's that? What's the word?
That DeMarco dumped you as a partner.
He did. He dumped me.
I did not dump you.
Yep. Gave you the double dump truck.
Gave me the double dump truck.
Are you playing this year?
I am playing with Mario.
With Mario?
With Mario, yes.
No, he replaced me.
No, stop
see?
It.
See?
No,
he
Mario's a good player, I bet.
Yeah, yeah,
I
know.
Yeah. So, yeah, early favorites.
What's your team name?
Early favorites.
Early
that's
favorites.
That's your team.
Early favorites.
Wow.
I like
early
that.
Early favorites.
That's smart.
I
and
like
then
that.
DeMarco, you're playing with
Caitlin Baker.
Oh, right, from the Rams.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. And we are Cam Newton's hat. That's
I'm playing with my dear friend Lindsay Fulton.
Come on.
Me and
you're
Lindsay.
Playing with, you're playing there with you who?
Go. My dear friend Lindsay Fulton.
Oh, really? That's not what you said 3 hours ago.
Come on.
Wow.
The friend of me.
You said we have a lot of history.
We do have a lot of good history and bad history.
There we go.
Yeah. And Cappy, who are you playing with?
I am.
Are you playing with Shadano?
Begrudgingly, I am playing with Shadano.
Hey,
now he's playing a lot.
He's practicing. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, DeMarco, listen.
What's
you
up?
Tell me. So George comes back every day after practicing with you and Beto. And Mike Trudell, and maybe McMiniman, and he comes back and he's like, you don't understand how amazing Mike Trudell is. Now, look, George has had man crush on Trudell for a long time.
Yeah, okay.
And when George has a man crush on somebody, he will defend them till the death.
Yeah.
See,
oh, really?
I mean, I submit to the court the example of Anthony Davis, okay?
To the death?
Oh, to the death.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So he comes back in, and he's got this man crush on Trudell because Trudell once fed him, like, pomegranate margaritas on the beach.
Well, it sounds delicious.
It does sound good, though.
He fed him?
Well, I don't know that he actually
gave
fed
it to him.
Gave it to him. Okay.
He brought it
him.
Well, that's very nice.
Were these the canned margaritas, though? Because I could just give you the canned margaritas.
Put it in a different jug and say, I made it.
You know, toss him one.
But go ahead, Cap. Yeah.
Go ahead. Tell us about
George. George is, to be honest, he is enamored with Mike Trudell. And so he comes back every day and he's like, dude, you don't understand. Trudell is the greatest pickleball player on the planet.
Wow.
I see, sometimes if I'm watching ESPN and they have pickleball on, you'll see Andre Agassi and Steffi Graf playing as a team. You know, they're married, they're a team.
Right?
And George is like, dude, I'm telling you right now, Trudell will kill both of them by himself.
Wow.
He will beat
Steffi
Graf.
Okay, that might be stretching it just a little bit.
Okay.
That's the soccer background in Trudell.
Just a little bit.
He's an athlete. He's a natural athlete.
Of the four or five guys, Beto is the Michael Chang of pickleball. That's the guy that winds up bloody in the first round
because
he's diving after everything. He's that guy. He really is. But of the group that has been playing for 3 weeks, Trudell is head and shoulders the best of all of us. He is.
I think the super team, if we were to put together a super team, it would be John Ireland's wife, Lisa, and Trudell.
Mm-hmm. Really?
That team would win the whole thing.
But
and I think
Trudell
is still learning to play the sport.
Yeah.
Like, he's already athletic, but he's learning pickleball, and he's already good at it.
Okay, but what is the scouting report? Like, what is he good at? Does he rush up to the net?
So yesterday he had us playing by him, and we were playing real pickleball players. So we stepped it up a notch. We're playing against guys.
Okay.
I told him I lost to a dude that's 70 years old, and he never moved. Ran me around the court. It was scary. So
that's funny.
He held his own against really good pickleball players. That says a lot.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So against us, against mere mortals.
Yeah.
He seems like Superman. But if you match them against guys that play all the time,
right?
Yeah, he has his struggles.
The one thing about pickleball is it really doesn't matter how old you are.
It don't.
Like, there are some seniors who are just wicked on the
court. They can manipulate that ball, and it goes where they tell it to go. Yeah.
Well, that was my question, though, is because George keeps telling me how great Trudell is, and I'm like, with you and Beto and DeMarco, he's awesome. But in the real world of real pickleball out there, take my father, 75 years old, right?
Charlie.
My father, Charlie, he is the champion of Boca del Vista Phase 4.
Yes.
But he no longer plays right-handed because his right shoulder is so screwed up.
He's playing off-handed?
He plays left-handed now, and he's still a dominant player.
Wow.
So
I'm like, here's a 75-year-old guy playing with the opposite hand who I would... Without seeing Trudell play, I'd have to put my money on my old man.
Kirk, half of being good is knowing how to play the game.
Once
you know how to play pickleball, then your athleticism will catch up.
How to play the game and know your game.
Exactly.
Right.
I always had a coach who always says, know who you are.
Right.
I don't care about them. Know who you are, your ability against their ability.
I know who I am. I'm the guy that they're hitting the ball directly at because they know I'm going to screw it up.
Yeah. Trudell's playing with Dave McMenamin.
Okay. Yeah. Who's another good athlete. Yeah.
Dave's going to see a lot of shots because you're going to avoid Trudell.
Yeah.
Dave's going to see a lot of shots.
But what does Trudell do so well? Is it his movement? Is it his shot-making ability?
He's athletic, okay. And he's learned how to play pickleball. He's learning the ins and outs of how to play the game, where to stand, where to hit from, where to be on serves. He's learning all that stuff, and he's crazy athletic and competitive.
You know, I'm going to pickleball camp this weekend. I am.
Tell me about pickleball camp.
Okay, so pickleball camp is located out in the desert. It's a really cool resort kind of place, but they've got pickleball courts.
Okay.
So I'm playing pickleball every day at pickleball camp starting on Friday because I am going to be at least respectable when I play.
That's all you want to be.
In the tournament next Saturday.
That's all you want to be is respectable.
Yeah. Morales, what are you doing, man?
Cappy, I'm going to do a live open today. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, I love that.
No, that's not what I hear, though.
Oh, really? No, I don't really like that. I don't like that at all.
I hear Cappy's talking some subversive out there.
Is that right?
Wow.
That's what I hear.
What's the spin there, Cappy?
Yeah, tell me. I don't know. I'd like to hear it.
Well,
tell
Morales,
me.
Make it
time
good.
Time out.
I'm just telling you.
Mason, we're not just trying to like be respectable. We're playing to win, okay?
Okay. I play to win the game.
You're playing to win. Don't you know about the positive affirmations? You're the one who told me about it.
Oh, yeah. Affirmations, right.
I got Cappy on the affirmations bandwagon.
We're going to secret it.
I was hit with the affirmations today. First time I was hit with them.
Yeah.
They were
so
great.
So tell me about the.
Apparently, Cap said something to corporate Greg that recorded imaging helps the show more than live imaging.
Ooh. Is that right?
Oh, really? Yeah.
So there's a little rift here, isn't there?
Might be a rift.
Ooh.
Whoa.
A schism.
Cappy, did you say it?
I don't remember saying it, but maybe I did. I mean, listen, a lot of times
wait,
I say things.
Are we friends?
Yeah, we're like dear, close, personal friends, DCPs.
Yeah.
We're DCPs.
DCPs, yeah.
DCPs.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, why do you not like live opens?
I don't know. I thought yesterday the Recorded Imaging Tuesday RIT was awesome.
See? That's what he said.
RIT.
That's what he said. And I think Corporate Greg just is trying to start a problem.
Yeah. Oh, God. Well, that'll be good. So a live open's coming up?
Just a live open. And I think I'm going to go home.
All right. Tomorrow, Ireland's going to be here. DeMarco, great seeing you.
Good stuff, man.
Kirk, great seeing you.
Always.
By the way,
see
Cappy,
everybody next
Cappy,
Saturday
Mace,
at Pickleball.
Mace was incredible in a meeting today, a sales meeting.
He was?
Not a sales meeting, a sales presentation to a partner,
really?
Potential partner.
Uh-huh.
He might be the new number one here.
Come on, he just beat me out?
Possibly.
He took me down?
Plus, he loves live imaging. He always talks
about it. I love live imaging. I'm lit, you're writ. That's the way it rolls here. All right, we're back tomorrow at 1.
Where are you going?
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
319 for a combo plate. Wednesday afternoon, you ready, Cappy?
Come on.
Come here. Come here, you rat.
Bum, ba-dum, bum,
you scumbag rat. Telling Corporate Greg you don't like live imaging, huh?
Wow.
Sonato and Cap is on a combo play. Kirk Morrison, one of the fiercest linebackers to ever play the game,
is here.
Sonato, who is working NBA on ESPN tonight.
Isn't that like every day? Let's be real.
Don't get Cappy started. Then he'll go off on Greg about that.
Hey there. I'm George Sedano.
It just occurred to me that what you're saying is right on, Christopher. You're right, actually.
What'd you say?
I did say that. Here's what happened. It all just came back to me.
It's all coming back to me now, as Celine Dion once said.
Right. I forgot what had happened, but I do remember now what happened. Sedano had said to me, he's like, you know, this was after Tuesday's show.
Little Tannucci.
He was like, you know what?
So yesterday's show.
Yeah, this was because yesterday is Tuesday, and that's usually lit. And there was no.
Well, I was under the weather, of course.
Right, because there was RIT. There was recorded imaging Tuesday.
Right.
And George had said to me.
By the way, Brian Cohen, doing a great job with the fade. Yeah. Can you teach DeAndre how to do that? Because that's what we want.
Hey, didn't you teach him how to run the board, though, Chris?
I did, but ooh. I always taught him. We were playing this song for like 2 minutes. He does the quick fade. 2.5 minutes. Yeah, keep it going. Oh, you got to like tap the mic. There you tap.
This isn't Tulsa. Let's go, man.
There we go.
It's like a little nice little bed.
Yeah,
I like that.
Exactly.
A cool little. See?
All right, so what'd you say to Sedano?
I know some music terminology.
Yeah, you tell him.
I know
Kirk
some
Marsden.
Music terminology.
You would you say him. To Sedano, you rat?
No, no, that's not what happened. What happened was this, because now it all came back to me. I remember the conversation
well.
Yeah, now. So what happened is after the show on Tuesday.
Yes.
Sedano was like, hey, Cap, I got to be honest with you. I said, go ahead.
Uh-huh.
I said, go ahead. He goes, I know you're going to be offended by this, but please don't be offended. And I said, oh, no, George, you can say anything to me. I won't be offended. He's like, I honestly think the show was a lot better today without Chris.
Oh,
you're blaming it all on George, and he's not even here to defend himself? Cappy,
right.
You are a rat.
Yeah, right. That's right. So then I said, wait, so you think the show was better with recorded imaging Tuesday rather than live imaging Tuesday? And I think Greg overheard that when I was just repeating what George had said.
Okay.
You see, and then that's where it all gets misinterpreted. You see what I mean?
Well, there we go. Lakers basketball at 5:30 p.m. Another must win. Is it a must win? Kirk Morrison, Lakers Kings, up in Sacktown.
Hold off on the sports, okay?
No, I'm just setting the stage. Because we're going to get into pickleball madness talk.
Yeah.
Benevolent.
Well, I think before we get into pickleball madness talk, you know, Christopher, we're trying to be nicer to ourselves around here.
Right.
Have you heard about this?
No.
Yes, we have decided that we now do daily affirmations around here.
Yes.
Because you know I'm always telling myself how fat and disgusting I am.
Well, you're a rat.
You know, and I'm a rat, you know,
no,
and
you're
I'm all these things.
You don't think he's a rat?
No, we're practicing self-love.
Oh. Yeah, that's self-care. What we're trying to do around here.
I did that this morning.
No. How'd it go?
It was fine.
Do you
how
want
long
me
did it
to
take?
Send you the affirmations too? I send them to Cappy every morning.
I did it like a yoga pose, and then I pray a little bit, and I do self-affirmation.
Okay, well, here's our first self-affirmation today.
Kirk, you're turning me on with that.
Yo.
We're on the quiet storm. It's Kirk Morrison.
Is this a flex? Because I'm trying not to.
You
want to
hear the new Albie Shore record? We're going to play.
No lie to you.
Night and day.
I'll let Cappy tell you the first of the affirmations, and then I'll tell you the small light flex after.
This is the music that was playing on Sunday afternoon when I was getting walked on in Orange County.
Chris, this is a perfect one for you, this first affirmation.
This is like when Daniel's son was walking into Mr. Miyagi's.
Why is it going to be like that?
Well, it's in his backyard.
Shouts out to you. Go ahead, Cappy.
This is perfect for you for this morning.
Okay.
I will treat my body with love and respect. Did you treat your body with love and respect this morning, Chris?
I did. I stretched out nicely.
Oh, okay.
Good job.
All right. Okay. Here's another daily affirmation.
Mm.
My body is perfect in the way it's intended to be.
That's right, it is.
I have that on a business card, and I hand it out to many people.
And finally, I am powerful and present. So these are my daily affirmations. That's right. I'm done beating myself up. I'm done telling myself how fat I am, how disgusting I am, how much weight I need to lose. You know what, Christopher? This is good news for us. You know why?
Why?
Because now I will eat road pie with no guilt.
I don't know, though. I don't know if I can eat road pie with you. I feel like our friendship has been pierced with a dagger.
You feel that way? You feel strongly?
Kind of.
Really?
When Corporate Greg told me what you said, I was a little bothered.
Listen, I don't blame you. But remember, it's what Sedano said, and Corporate Greg overheard.
I don't think Sedano would say that.
No. Sedano said it.
No. I don't believe it.
I repeated it. And then Corporate Greg overheard it. That's how it happened.
I don't believe Sedano would say that.
That's how it went down.
If Sedano had an issue, he would say it to me, not to you.
Oh, really? And me, of course, I wouldn't because I'm too much of a wuss.
Anyway.
Okay.
So pickleball.
What?
Saturday, March 22nd in Fountain Valley. March 23rd in Fountain Valley, the Agape Pickleball Center. The teams are set. We're talking about it. We're getting excited. Kirk, what team are you on?
The early favorites.
Who are you? Who's your teammate?
Me and Mario Ruiz.
Oh, that's a tough team.
That's going to be a good team. That's going to be
decent.
A good team. Mario will be carrying Kirk. I got news for
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. He has to.
Hey, I know how to play pickleball.
Hey, Kirk, get up to the net after the serve.
And by the way, don't forget, LAFC this Saturday.
Hey, after this, you want to go to the LAFC game?
I'm done with y'all, man.
Check out my new single on Instagram.
Here we go, Kirk. Let's do it.
That's what Mario doing. Shut up, Mario.
That's just getting my voice back, man. Come on. Okay.
That's the score is 2-1 on the one.
So be sure to be there. Get on the RSVP list, because if you don't, then you're not going to get in if it gets busy like last year. ESPNLA.com. And you'll see the Pickleball Madness logo. Click that and get on our RSVP so you are selected, so you can be in the fandom. And that way, you know, you can enjoy all the fun. Today, so here's what's going to – our friends from Hoffie in Johnsonville are going to be there. And last year, Cappy, if you remember, Sliwa, Travis, and I did the Hoffie, like, toast.
Yeah.
We toasted the hot dogs.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Then we ate them. So we're going to do that. And then you and I are going to eat. I was in a meeting today. You and I will eat end-to-end a Hoffie dog.
How long are the Hoffie dogs?
They're not 22 inches, but they're sizable.
I know, but if they're like 6 inches, that's that. You know how fast we're going to be nose to nose?
Fast. We might do multiples.
Yeah, right.
Who doesn't like multiples on a Saturday afternoon?
Right. I mean, 3 inches is not nearly enough for me. I need minimum 6 inches. Minimum.
And see, you don't like it live. Why don't you like it live? This doesn't happen when it's not live.
Hey, Kirk, get your butt out of the kitchen.
What is wrong with y'all, man? Like, I ain't been here 10 minutes and y'all already cutting up.
Well, Kirk's not used to this cut. You know, he does the pregame show with Trav and the postgame show and halftime.
Yeah.
It's like the Rams. Oh, we're on the quiet storm
tonight. Is that a Mario junt?
There it is.
Oh, man, pop that up.
Yeah. I like this. Boom. It's the early favorites, Kirk, Mario, see us.
So what's
Saturday.
Up with, here's, I do have a real question, Kirk.
What up? What you got?
So when we're like in the break, you're like, hey, Chris, what's going on? Everything good? Everything, oh, you should play golf. And then all of a sudden we get on the air and it's like, it's the quiet storm, baby.
Yeah,
what's going on?
That's his radio voice.
Did you see how Cooper Kupp ran that slant route from Matthew Stafford?
I haven't watched football like that. Y'all just been chilling, man. It's been a lot. It's been a whirlwind the last week for me. Whirlwind.
The last week?
Yeah.
Why the last week?
Because, like, you know, all the football news. It's been coming at just blazing hot.
Oh, okay.
Blazing. Russell Wilson is now a Pittsburgh Steeler. Like,
is Khalil Mack going to be a Ram?
No, he's
going to stay a Charger.
He stayed a Charger. I thought he was leaving.
No, he reworked that deal.
He reworked it. Oh.
But Mike Williams is no longer a Charger.
No.
They sent him packing.
What about Bosa?
They're trying to reunite him with his brother. That's
Can you imagine?
The Bosa brothers.
Is that really the word on the street?
That's
a word on the street. I'm not going to lie to you.
At least then they could have one set of products they share. You know what I mean? Products?
Shared an elevator with John Bosa, by the way, at the Super Bowl.
Really?
Yeah, good dude. He's a first-round pick of the Miami Dolphins back in the day.
Oh, the dad. The old dad.
The dad. Mm-hmm. He's all in.
Okay.
He's all in. You know, I think he's done with L.A. You know, L.A. is not for everybody. It's not. I don't think it's for the Bosas.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But San Francisco is?
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I'll tell you this right now.
Well, Santa Clara, to be honest.
I know.
If you're Joey Bosa, you'd love to get reunited with your brother, but I'm telling you right now, if you're San Francisco, you don't make any moves until they cut him. Because, I mean, he's $35 million a year. You don't want to take on that salary. The guy's going to play 6 games a year.
Well, that is true.
I mean, right?
You get that soft tissue damage. Right. I don't know how you get those soft tissue injuries.
Where that's from.
Yeah, where do you get those soft tissue injuries from?
I don't know where that's from. Exactly.
call it the Bakersfield water, by the way.
Exactly
good old
sure
Bakersfield water. I don't know what they're drinking down
Had
there.
Had the Browns inked Jameis Winston yet?
Yes.
They did officially ink
it. Official. Oh. Yeah, it's official.
What a scumbag
it's
organization.
Yeah. Jameis Winston
What a
and
disaster organization.
Look at
they
that.
They are. A disaster organization.
I'm sorry, Wins. You had me rooting for them when the glory of Baker Mayfield.
Cleveland! This is for you!
When Baker Mayfield was taking him to the playoffs. But what a disaster.
You know what? DeAndre had a good point, though, when we were talking about it yesterday. He's a great locker room guy. He's very motivational. And that's what Deshaun Watson needs, right?
Producer Funch has just walked in the studio.
Okay, Funch.
With a classic.
What do you got?
Washington. Daryl Green? Daryl Green throwback jersey.
Really?
Okay.
Wow, look at that.
Daryl Green.
Number 28.
Man, you went back.
Let me take a look at you, Funchy. Come here, man. Let me take a look at you. Come on over to Lindsay. Let me take a look at you.
He's working.
That's a 4-2 40 right there.
Wow. Anyway.
Chris, I've been good, man. I haven't been on a golf course, though.
Why?
My clubs usually get dust from September to February. I'm knocking the dust off this week. We are now in March, and I haven't touched a green. I need golf in my life, by the way.
Okay.
I need it. I miss it.
I understand.
So I need the invite to
Black Gold.
Black Gold.
But I haven't been playing a lot either.
See, that's the best time.
I'm
to
so
play
worn out during the week that now some Saturdays I just take off.
Yeah. See, we can go walk the course.
No, we can walk.
Walk.
Yes.
Anyway.
Let's walk,
Chrissy. You think you can make it walking?
What's that supposed to mean?
I mean, it just means it's a lot of walking.
I couldn't walk the entire 18 at Black Gold. It's a lot of uphill, but I could walk. I walk a lot of holes.
You do, huh?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
What happened with you and I?
I don't know. I mean, listen, I think you know what's happened is I think that the lack of Wednesday workouts has really started to damage us.
But he's been sick. He's been sick. He's getting over something.
Yeah, we would do these stairs on Wednesday mornings. And I go flying up these stairs like Rocky, you know, and then Chris would be like coming up huffing and puffing. I go, come on, let's do repeats. We'll do like 10 of these, you know. He's like, no, dude, we're done. Let's go back to the hotel.
Are you still doing Ironmans, Cappy?
Oh, hell no.
No, Cappy was the guy.
Yeah, well, like 20 years ago.
No, it's like 10, 20 years ago.
It's only
ago.
14 years ago. I was in a full 20.
Dang.
All right, Kirk Morrison is in for Shidano. Mm-hmm. Christopher, will you stay with us? Are you going to hang with us?
I'll do a couple more segments. I got to get to the train station, though.
Okay, all right. Kirk is in for George today. We will do Live Imaging Wednesday, Lou, okay? And we got a lot to get to. We're just getting started. Listen, Kirk's in. Let's get some early opinions on what the Raiders have done next. This is Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
3:35 on a Wednesday afternoon. Shit out of what Cappy is on. Kirk Morrison, City of Freshan.
Yes, sir.
On this day in 2000, the number one hit, Destiny's Child, Beyonce up front. Say my name. How many times back in the, you know, that was when you were playing, right?
Oh, this was it.
This was it, right?
Hey.
You were riding that Escalade you had. I remember that story.
Oh, yeah.
Escalade,
oh,
big old Escalade.
Oh, yeah. You already know I had to Escalade, man. Black.
The puke, that story?
24-inch rims. And the puke, yep.
Cap, you never heard that story, did you?
No, I'd like to hear this story.
We were playing, we were doing a Rams camp show.
Did you say it on the air, though?
Yeah, he did.
Okay, then it's fine.
Yeah, he did.
Before that, we're going to get to the story in just a second. Don't forget, Thursday, next Thursday, to kick off the Madness Thursday, we'll be live from the Islands Restaurant in Manhattan Village, right there in Manhattan Beach, not far from Johnny I's house. The Islands Restaurant, it's going to be a party, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Come on out, press the flesh with us. We got prizes to give away, and of course, copious amounts of onion rings. The Islands onion rings are incredible.
Are you like a real rapper? You know that?
Why? Because my mouth moves fast?
No, because you just be spitting without no script. You ain't got no prompter, nothing.
No, he's freestyling.
I'm a radio guy.
Yeah. Like, you're a real freestyler, though. Like, you don't have no prompts. I want people out there to listen and understand this is greatness.
Thank you. Kirk, it starts at 10 a.m. with Travis and Sliwa. Mason and I run at 1 o'clock, then Shidano and Cappy, 4 p.m. Well, come on out. The first day of the Madness is going to be amazing.
Question. Yeah. Are you going to be there?
Yes.
Okay, now are you and I going to wear our Island Boy t-shirts?
Island Boy!
Island Boy!
Yeah, do you have the t-shirt?
I have the t-shirt, and do you think we should wear our Island Boy wigs to
Islands? Why not? Why not?
Kirk,
each other cheddar fries and onion rings.
Yeah.
Right. Did you ever hear the story, Kirk, about Chris and I, we dressed up as the Island Boys for Halloween.
Yeah.
And we left the radio station, and we walked down onto the streets, and we're on the corner of Olympic and Figueroa, and this couple comes up to us. This guy's all tatted out, and his wife is there with their baby in a stroller, and he's like, look, babe, the Island Boys. And he asked if he could take a picture with us. And we're like, we're not really like the Island Boys. And he's like, no, you are. You're the Island Boys. I'm like, look at us. But we had these like fake tattoos all over our face. It was ridiculous. So
it was a Chrissy, special night.
I think we do it. I think we break out our Island Boys wigs and we bring out our Island Boys t-shirts.
So for the first day of the Madness, be sure to be there. Madness Thursday with us at the Islands in Manhattan Beach. Meanwhile, Kirk Morrison sitting in for Shinana. Don't forget Lakers basketball, 5:30 p.m.
What's the story on the puke Escalade?
The puke in the Escalade. Tell us.
We were doing a special Rams show from Rams Camp, and we were playing one of those. It was like a Saturday random show. So we were playing that game where you pull the cards and it's like do something or whatever. And so the card that Kirk picked when it was his turn was tell your worst dating story. Worst one wins, whatever. And like Pepe told one, Mason told one, Chris told one, and then Kirk tells this story.
Mm-hmm. So like the brand new Escalade I had, college. Right out of college. So now.
Well, right. You see, he had to correct that.
Yeah.
They didn't buy it for him. They didn't buy it for him in college. No.
This was pre-NIL.
There was no NIL back then. Yeah.
Put it like this, man. Just worst dating story. You go out, and all of a sudden, somebody throws up into the Escalade. And I put it like this: it's never the same. That's all I'm gonna leave it.
The
at
Escalade.
That. Yeah. That's never.
How
the
long
same.
Did you have that car after she puked in it?
Well, it was leased at the time.
Okay.
But oh, so you got away with one.
I got away with one, but it's just never the same.
Right, but and how long did you have it?
I'll probably say I had it for about 4 months.
Oh,
but
really?
I didn't get it to the off season. So I had to wait for like 4 months, go through a full season, and after the off season, and then you throw up, it's just like, it just never was the same. Now, yeah. we didn't work out, so.
I wouldn't think so.
Yeah, we didn't work out.
Now, I had a, this is not a dating story, but I was at a restaurant one morning. I was having a breakfast meeting, and I had a sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich on a pretzel bun. And
that sounds aggressive.
Just generally a sausage patty, which is a greasy patty,
right.
Doesn't usually agree with me. You know what I'm saying?
He's got a weak tummy.
That's why I carry the extra bag of underpants in the car, right? So I go out to my car, and I get in the car, and I feel it right away, and I'm like, uh-oh, uh-oh.
Have
so
you ever tried a probiotic or anything?
Well, I used some today. Yeah. And I couldn't leave for like an hour. So I go out to my car. I feel it hit me right away. Uh-oh, this is not going to be good.
Uh-oh.
But I don't know what the deal is, like why I have this guilt of like, I already was in there. I already paid, but I don't want to go back in and use the bathroom because I've already left. So I decide, you know what? I'm not going to go back in. So I go out and I'm going through this parking lot and it's getting worse and worse and worse. I pull out onto the street and now it's like, uh-oh. This is going to happen right here, right now, and there's nowhere. I mean, I can't even pull off to the side of the street and hit a bush, okay? There's nothing going on here. So at some point, Kirk, I go like this. I go, you know what? There's nothing you can do. You got to just.
No.
You got to just let it go.
No.
No.
So I let it go. I let it go right there in the car. I had no choice. I had no choice. There was nothing I could do.
What is wrong with you?
No, there was nothing I could do in that moment. There was nowhere for me to go. There wasn't a hotel for me to pull over in. There wasn't a street where I could pull down and you know, hit somebody's bush in their front yard. Nothing. So I let it go right there, right? I call my now ex-wife. I tell her, I said, listen, open the front door, turn on the shower to the downstairs bathroom, and get out of the way. I come flying in. I'm taking clothes off as I'm coming in, right? It smells like death all around me. I shower up. I throw the clothes away in the garbage bag, right? I call this guy at a car dealership. I go, hey, man, I got to trade in this car. I got to trade in this car. I traded in the car that day.
Really?
That
day. And they took it? Did you clean it?
I cleaned it.
Ew, it probably stunk so bad.
Oh, yeah. I cleaned it.
You probably lost like $2,000 off of like the trade-in cost on that, huh?
Telling you that right now.
Well, that can't touch the amount of money he lost on the marriage. So.
Yeah, right. Don't you know that's the truth? That is the clean truth. Anyway, all right, not a dating
that's a
story.
Low blow. Low
but
blows.
A getting rid of a car story is what that is. So, Kirk, I'm curious to hear what you think about what your Raiders have done. Because Sedano and I have been kind of going back and forth on this the last couple of days. Is Gardner Minshew the starting quarterback of the Raiders, or are the Raiders still thinking they may go into the draft and get somebody?
You know what? Gardner Minshew is like...
Ooh, a Sedano sigh.
Yeah.
Were you surprised by the move when you saw it come across?
No, I'm not necessarily surprised.
What about the amount of money?
Yeah, I'm not surprised with Gardner Minshew. I just can't be. Gardner Minshew is just like that girl that everybody dates for a little bit and they break up with. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's just how it is. It was like that with Gardner Minshew in Jacksonville. It's like, hey, we like you for a little bit, but then guess what? Here comes Trevor Lawrence. and that's it.
Yeah.
And then Gardner Minshew did the same thing over in Indianapolis. It's like, oh, hey, we like you. But, oh, man, Anthony Richardson. And it's like, you know what? Hey, we like you in Philadelphia. But it's really, you're there for Jalen Hurts. So he's in Las Vegas for a couple. And look, what a place to be in, by the way, Las Vegas. It just tells me the Raiders are about to go draft a quarterback. Let's just be real. They're going to draft a quarterback, and Gardner Minshew is going to be the same thing. He's like Tyrod Taylor. Remember how Tyrod Taylor was always like in the driver's seat for a second, and he gets pushed out?
Until the Chargers pierced his lung.
Pierced his lung. Right. Same thing in Buffalo.
Good doctor.
Same thing. Remember he had the same lung issue that happened in Buffalo, and then here comes Josh Allen.
Right.
And same thing in Cleveland. Wasn't he the quarterback in Cleveland? And then was it Johnny Manziel had it, or was it Brian Hoyer? Well, I forget. But he's been everywhere. That's Gardner Minshew. He's okay. It's relax for all the people out there in Raider Nation. Just relax. Antonio has got us. We're good. We got rid of Jimmy Garoppolo. I think that's the better situation. Because last year, Jimmy Garoppolo stunk bad, even though he looked good in the uniform.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sure does.
apparently, there was some substance that was contributing to looking good in that uniform. So Gardner Minshew is the Band-Aid, and they go draft a quarterback is what you're saying, because we've been talking about this for the last 2 days ever since they signed him.
I'm all in on Jaden Daniels. Let's go.
Yeah, but what are they going to do?
Had the 909 hat on. He is from the Inland Empire. Bring him on. Look, it's too perfect. Antonio Pierce recruited him to Arizona State. They reconnect with in Las Vegas. That's the perfect story and a perfect story.
Think the Raiders are going to go moving up in the draft to get to the number two or the number three pick to get him?
Why not? What do you got to lose? What do you got to lose? You got a new general manager. Come on, Tom Telesco. Go make a move.
Hey, listen,
you're in Vegas. Go roll the dice.
I've not thought of that this entire time that we've been discussing these three quarterbacks.
He's not working for an owner who is counting pennies anymore, right?
Ooh.
Come on, man. Let's go.
Ooh.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Real.
Mark Davis wants to make a splash. Why not get the Heisman Trophy winner? Come on, man.
Oh, I love this idea. And by the way, in a division that has the best quarterback of the generation in Patrick Mahomes, has a really good one in Justin Herbert. Denver has no idea what they're going to do, but man, if the Raiders could go out and get Jaden Daniels, oh man, now you're talking.
What are we talking?
All right. I like this concept. All right, coming up, D'Angelo Russell. You know, this was a guy who earlier this season we all wanted the Lakers to trade. Now we all are saying this guy is one of the most important parts of this Laker team. They're getting ready for Sacktown tonight. Is it a must-win game? We will get to that story coming up next on Sedano and Cap.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 minutes in front of 4 o'clock on a Wednesday afternoon. Shout out, Cap. Now, Cappy, you know who's singing here.
Oh, you know it.
Our friends at Yachtly Crew. Mm. It's Friday, March 29th at the Whiskey on Sunset. 710 ESPN night. You want to be there with us? Caller number 7 right now at 877-710-ESPN. Caller number 7, you'll join us. Cappy's going to be there. Mace is going to be there. I'm going to be there. Corporate Greg, bring Yachtly Crew on stage. You know what I mean?
I heard about the Yachtly Crew.
You better be there, sucker.
Cappy at the game the other day, right?
Steal a little
game.
Yeah, yeah. Now, Cappy, I was on the phone with their manager, the great Andy Gould, last night.
Okay.
Because they're almost sold out for Friday night. Saturday night sold out.
Okay.
So I need to know how many tickets you're going to need.
Well, you know me. I'm an 8-person kind of a deal. You know, I need 8 backstagers.
No, but I can't do 8 backstage.
Okay. How about 4 backstage?
I could do 4 backstage, 8 in general. You need 8 tickets in general?
No, I think I'll just stick with 4.
4 and 4.
4 and 4, yeah.
Is Rachel going to come?
Of course.
We can have a magical day like you, Mace, and Juan did with her.
100% we're going to do that.
How much crap
are you bringing your boyfriend?
No. How much?
Got it. Gotcha.
How much crap did you and Mace talk about Sinano and I?
Oh, so much you have no idea.
I can
idea.
Only
but,
imagine.
But it was even more. It was there was crap about like Johnny I.
Lindsay,
there was
I'm
crap
sure.
about Lindsay.
Of course.
Oh yeah. I mean, there was just crap about everybody. I mean, don't just talk about you and Sedano. It was everybody. Oh, we went after everybody together. It was great.
You're
it was wonderful.
Gutless.
Just a bad guy. Gutless scumbag is what I am. Hey, I got a message from a guy yesterday, Chris, on Instagram. And this guy's name is BJ. Mm. And he...
come on, Kirk. We're above that kind of lowbrow humor here.
Well, no, that's what his name is. That's literally what the dude's name is on Instagram.
Well, this is a serious, mature sports radio show. Right. We hit the big sports topics of the day.
This guy sends me a message yesterday on Instagram. He goes, "Hey, Cap, I think you are horrible on the radio.
Oh.
And the afternoon show would definitely benefit without you.
Oh.
You're a foolish fellow.
Oh.
Especially when you try and sing along to the music between breaks."
He called you a fellow.
A fellow.
A foolish fellow.
Foolish fellow.
Foolish fellow.
He told me, he encouraged me. He goes, "Please go work for the competition." So I wrote him back and I said, "Hey, listen, thanks for your feedback. It's always appreciated, you know. I did check my contract. I've got a little bit longer to go before I have
little,
to go work
just
for the
a
competition.
Bit. Just a little, just a little bit, Kirk. Just a little bit."
And then he wrote me back. He goes, "Oh, thank you. I'm a loyal Mason and Ireland fan." So once I found that out, I'm like, oh, okay, all right. I don't feel so bad, you know, because, I mean, this is probably somebody on the Reddit page just beating the hell out of
me. Well, I love these people sometimes that are like, "That show talks sports." The funny thing is this show, I think, well, Travis and Sleeve would talk a lot of sports. Mm-hmm. But this show, when Sedano gets into a grind, he's going to grind you on sports, right, okay. Cappy?
Oh, big time.
So this show talks a lot of sports, too. Now, we have to have a lot of fun,
right?
But we balance it well. Mason and Ireland have fun, but they talk sports, too. But, I mean, but of course, all these people listen, right? He listens enough to know how to contact Cappy. Mm. You know what I mean?
He knows I'm a foolish fellow.
So he slid in your DMs.
That's right, he did. His name is BJ. I swear to God. Straight up for real, homeboy.
BJ slid in your DMs. There
That's
you go.
That's right, he did.
All right. And you responded.
So be sure to be there. I think Crypto Ray is going to be there for 710 ESPN there Night at go. The Whiskey on Sunset, Friday, March 29th. Our friends at Yachtly Crew going to be a party, party, oh, party.
You know what? Now that I mention it, maybe I should get eight. Because, I mean, I got a whole entourage of people that are going to
get
me
serious,
at the end.
We got to be
end,
serious.
At the end, they're going to be like, "Yo, Cap, how do I get my tickets?" And I'm going to be like, "Buy them." And they're like, "Come on, dog, buy them. You don't buy them." I'm like, "All right, you're with me." And I just show up at the door. I'm like, "Yo, I got me and eight people."
No, we'll talk about it. We got to be serious on this.
All right. Hey, speaking of being serious, Kirk, I know you are a serious Lakers fan, okay? Mm-hmm. And there was a time not long after the Lakers won the in-season tournament where D'Angelo Russell was talking so much that we were, like, so turned off by him that we were like, "You got to trade him." You know, and George would tell me, because, you know, he's Mr. Basketball. His right. style doesn't fit. He doesn't play with these guys. You know, he's the wrong player for this roster, et cetera, et cetera. And for me, I was just like, no, he just sounds like a selfish dude. Well, as it's turned out, especially after that game last Friday night where he dropped 44, because let me tell you something right now. When D'Angelo Russell wears the beehive.
Mm.
Okay, I've been trying to explain this to people for months. They don't listen to me.
So what? When he wears the beehive, what is that, the crown? Is that what
no,
you're
like
saying?
when he wears his hair up like a beehive.
Oh, the bee. Okay, I got you.
When he wears the beehive, mm-hmm. he goes off, okay?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And D'Angelo Russell has been on fire. And everybody who said, myself included, that he should be traded, guess what? We were all proven wrong because he's a critical part of this Laker basketball team. But did you happen to see the story that was reported earlier today where he told the story about how Dennis Schroeder was creating, well, let me rephrase it. His perception was that Dennis Schroeder was creating a problem between D'Angelo and Darvin Ham. In other words, and here's the quote, his relationship, okay, with Darvin was the reason I couldn't have a relationship with Darvin. So Dennis Schroeder's relationship with Darvin is the reason I couldn't have a relationship with Darvin. When I was struggling, I would have been able to go to the coach and say, "Bro, this is what I should do. Like, I can help you." Instead, there was no dialogue. I just accepted it, and we got swept, and I'm here, and he's not, and I like our chances. Mm-hmm. So, Kirk, what do you think about a player, in this case D'Angelo Russell, saying that another player, no longer with the team, was a problem between him and the coach? What do you make of all this?
Well, because he was a problem. That's just basically what it is. I'm thinking this. D'Angelo Russell is saying, "The player that you're seeing now has always been here, but I couldn't let that player out because there was another player who had a relationship with the head coach because of their prior history together and working together that he was going to play. That dude was taking my minutes, And now I'm showing you that if you give me the opportunity, let me be D. Russ. This is the D'Angelo Russell that I think the Lakers have been wanting to see for a long time. And obviously, look, LeBron gets hurt the other day, and D'Angelo Russell reminds everybody why he was one of the top picks when he came out in the NBA draft. But now you also realize that there may be some friction on this team from last year that we didn't know about. Think about when you hear this story, it truly tells us that, first of all, why didn't we hear about this story last year? Or why didn't we know of this? So this is some internal things that probably been going on with the Lakers. And now they've gotten rid of that. And obviously you see where they sit now on a team that's getting better and better, that everyone always says, look, watch the Lakers around playoff time. Well, they're obviously moving in the right direction. And a lot of this is because they have a free D'Angelo Russell. I know when a dude is playing free, Cap. When a dude is playing free, just going out there, just playing, you could just see it. It's a different kind of game about him. It's a different kind of swagger, different kind of walk. Now when he shoots, I mean, the dude's shooting one-leg jumpers. He's quick shooting. He's holding it, coming off the screen, coming off the block. It just seems like now you're more surprised when he misses than when he makes. Big difference from last year.
I also feel like last year there was a report towards the end of the season that Dave McMiniman had put out where the Lakers were worried they would lose D'Angelo Russell right. if he didn't start. And when I say lose, I don't mean like lose him like he's lost one day. I mean like as in they were going to lose him emotionally, like he wouldn't be able to handle it if he wasn't a starter. And now I think a quote like this where he couldn't go to Darvin Ham and have a conversation with him because he was worried that somebody else who played his position had this relationship. Like now I understand more the report from a year ago that they were worried that they were going to lose him emotionally because he obviously was having some kind of struggle between him, Schroeder, and Ham. I guess. I mean, at least that's the way I'm reading it now.
Well, look, I look at this post-trade deadline. How good has D'Angelo Russell been? Right? When the trade deadline is over and I know I'm not going nowhere, I don't got to move out of my house or my apartment. I don't have to tell family, hey, come watch me play in Washington next year, right? Come watch me play over in this city. You don't have to worry about that anymore. The focus now with the Lakers is basketball. The focus for D'Angelo Russell is basketball. He doesn't have to answer those questions where people say, well, he could be the trade piece. He could be the trade piece. Well, guess he's not the trade piece now. So at least for the next 2.5, 3, 4 months, whenever the Lakers finish up this season, he can concentrate on basketball. That is a beautiful thing for D'Angelo Russell. And he's playing like that. And he's telling you why. Like now he has dialogue with the coach because I'll tell you this, as a player, that's all I want for my coach to let me know, hey, this is what it is. This is what I expect from you. This is what I want from you. This is what I need from you each and every game. D'Angelo Russell has that clarity. I don't think he had that last year. Didn't have it. He's telling you, I didn't have that clarity. He's got it now, and what happens with the Lakers? They are a much better team now with this free, clear-minded D'Angelo Russell. I like
it. Ooh, well said. Hey, listen, Lakers tonight against Sacramento. We're going to get to the game itself, but coming up, did you ever see the show Succession on HBO?
Ooh, I did. I watched a couple episodes. It's one of my bingers.
Okay. The Lakers now have a real-life succession situation. I will explain in detail coming right back. This is Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN.